Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You're listening to the Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
This is Paul Hawksby.
And Charlie Baker.
And this is the H&J Daily with some of the best bits of this afternoon show. Thanks for downloading us. We spoke to a young, very confident 14-year-old.
Yes.
And he basically led us into a core topic today that you responded to. What's in your bag? We'll keep our powder dry. Because Tyler, let Tyler Ivey, 14-year-old Holdsworthy cricketer, tell you what he found in his bag.
It was very nice.
We had a bit of a chat about various things.
We did.
Charlie hijacked the phone lines.
It was very popular, Paul.
It was very popular. Maybe it still is. And we also brought you a new game show. It's not often new game shows stick. You know, it's a very hard thing to get off the ground.
You've got to try stuff out to see if it works,
yeah,
Paul.
It was an on-air pilot. Yeah. It was a bit shonky in places, but it will get better. And we had a great celebrity to kick it off. So, here it all is. Good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon, Charlie.
Good afternoon, Paul. Are you happy? Are you happy with your 2-2? I wasn't here yesterday. I heard you doing a funny handshake with Andy, but other than that...
I was happy with the result, but obviously not the nature of the performance, which wasn't great. But I suppose the outcome and the fight they showed, yeah. I am. Andy, less so.
Really?
Andy, less so, I sensed. But look, there was a lot to be happy about if you were a Chelsea fan in the way they played. So I think we both took something from the game.
I think a year ago, maybe two years ago, you'd have lost that game.
Absolutely.
You'd have absolutely lost that game. So I think it's progression, isn't
it? Last night was an interesting match.
It was exciting, yeah, wasn't it? We had proper football.
A great goal by Diaz. We had the sending off.
Yeah.
And the little video that has done the rounds today of Anderson and Nunes. I mean, you know, if you put a camera on a centre-half, most games, you see exactly the same
thing.
All the
little pinches and tugs and pulls and
just
whacks.
Getting under someone's skin.
Yeah.
And seeing early on that it works. I mean, he wouldn't do it if it wouldn't work.
No.
And you could see constantly, he was getting right. He'd never let anything go. You watch a lot of strikers, they're so used to it. They get that all the time.
Yeah.
They don't react. They don't have anything to do with it. But
he's young, isn't he?
The thing is, he's young.
He's obviously a great player. He's going to be a really good player. He's young. You can get under his skin. That's his first time in front of an Anfield crowd, you know, big Anfield crowd like that. Bit of pressure on it. Missed a couple of early chances, didn't he? Should have scored beginning of the second half especially. So probably trying a little bit hard.
There's a lot of players falling over last night. Yeah. I suppose the studs, but it must have been an odd surface, I would have thought. I mean, that one that Van Dijk, after he mishit the ball, Nunes hit the post, Van Dijk fell over as he came in. It was a bit Three Stooges at times, but very entertaining game. Palace did ever so well, I thought,
they rode their
luck and then could have won it when Wilf hit the post at the end. So, but yeah, another entertaining Premier League evening.
I thought it was really, really, really good. It was good. It feels like it's properly back.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's because it's been so hot that it's all a little bit heightened or something like that, that everyone's
all a bit delirious.
Everyone's a bit delirious, but it does feel like it's properly back. Yeah, really good.
The other story, of course, everything's so much. Manchester United's turning in the barrel.
Oh, yeah.
And when that happens, there are so many stories coming out. We're going to try and get to the truth of a few of them. Vardy for Manchester United, that's the latest one. Players.
Leicester won't have any players left.
Senior players going to the board and say you must buy players. Does that ever happen? Has it happened? We'll find out. And also that they want to ease Ronaldo out because he's becoming a negative influence in the dressing room. He's certainly a negative influence on the pitch most of the time. He certainly was the other.
I don't think buying players is the problem, is it? They seem to buy players. They buy players.
Oh, yeah, but at the moment, good players.
They can't make them work. They can't make it work.
Yeah, not just randomly picking people that might score you a goal. You know, it does seem a bit odd. So, a couple of things to get you going on today. We are going to speak to Tyler Ivey. He's a club cricketer.
Yes.
And on the website, I think it's So Village, his story emerged. He'll tell us more about it, but basically he opened up his cricket bag and a gerbil was in there.
Was it a hamster or a gerbil?
Was it a hamster or a gerbil?
What's the difference?
I can't remember.
I think it
was a gerbil. It had been in there for obviously a couple of days.
Okay, yeah.
They'd lost it in the house. They wondered where it had gone, and it got inside his bag.
Nice and smelly and hot in a cricket bag, wouldn't it be?
Nice.
I can imagine it's lovely in there.
So he's opened it up, and there's. He'll tell us more about it, but I think he missed a bit of the game phoning his mum to say that the gerbil was safe.
Yeah, it's Holsworthy as well, Paul.
Sorry.
He's up there in North Devon, Holsworthy in North Devon.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm sure he'll have all sorts of stories up there. It'd be lovely, wouldn't
it? Yeah, okay, well, we'll chat to him.
That'd be great.
What was in your bag? We're going to ask the listeners.
Have you
had one of those before, Charlie?
It's always just an old banana or something. That's what always, you know, in your golf bag or your cricket bag, you know, or your boot bag, some old banana in there.
I had a mate who played pretty standard sort of good standard and non-league football, and he had a running battle with another guy about what they would put in each other's bags.
Oh, nice.
They'd leave training and they'd be putting something in there right at the last minute, so you'd never spot it. And my mate went to the circus and with his kids, and while he was there, he said he went round the back and he said, "I need some. You don't have like dung for the garden, do you?" And the guy said, "Oh yeah, we've got some elephant dung if you want it." He said, "Well, do you want it?" He said, "Oh no, it's fine." Machine. He said, "It's just good for the rose." "Oh yeah, of course, mate." No, so he got a big supermarket bag full of elephant dung. And, excuse me, after they played the game at the weekend, my mate slipped into this, I think it was a goalkeeper had this running battle with.
Yeah.
He slipped some elephant dung in the keeper's bag just as he put it in his car, and he knew he hadn't seen it. So he said, "Cheers, mate, see you training Tuesday." Zipped up the bag and put it in the back of his car. Well, nothing was said on the Tuesday at training. Nothing was said Thursday at training. Following weekend, he'd said, "You know, is there anything funny in your car?" He said, "A bit of a smell." He said, "Actually, I hadn't taken the kit bag out from last week, so I just thought my kit was a bit stinky." He said, "There's elephant dung in there, mate." "What? So it's actual elephant dung in your bag."
Brilliant.
And he'd driven around. He said, "I wondered why there was like a film on the back window." It all got a bit greasy.
All steamed up.
Steam, yeah. So anyway, what did you find in your bag?
Yeah, lovely.
In what circumstances? Talksport.com, text 81089, tweet TSHNJ. And how did you hear yourself described? This will happen a lot.
Yes.
In football. Go and mark the fat one.
Exactly.
You get a lot of that, don't you? But what happened?
I was playing cricket Sunday and our skipper went, "Just bowl straight at the lanky one." Like, and I was like, "He is there. He's like, he can hear."
It's not nice, is it, when you're being described?
So how are you described?
Do tell us this afternoon. Talksport.com, text 81089, tweet TSHNJ.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Well, I was playing five-a-side one evening. The shout came in, "Hit the old short, fat ginger bloke."
Oh, nice.
I knew they meant me. And 10 seconds later, a big tackle from behind came in. That's from Rich, the old short, fat ginger bloke, who's not played since. A sad story, Paul.
Nick tells us from Badshotley FC, "We had a young lad in our Sunday team who used to brag about his mum always washing his kit after a game. So one day after the match, after he'd had his shower, we filled it with gentlemen's magazines and advertising cards from the local phone box."
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
The listeners have been getting in touch.
They have indeed. We had a mouse problem at work. I bought my hold-all home one day. Mm. Nice world. Nice word, hold all, isn't it?
Do you like the word hold all?
I like a hold all. Would you describe it as a hold all? You know, where's me hold all?
I wouldn't call it that. The shops
if you're looking for your football gear, Paul, where's that hold all?
I think clubs.
Does it come from the word hold all, the words hold all? Glenn Holdall? Can we take your bag, footballers, Paul?
It's got nothing to do with Glenn.
I think people will give us their bag, footballers.
Your bag.
Glenn Holdall?
Gladstone small bag, is it? Is it one of those?
81089, we'll take your bag, footballers. I'm getting looked at now by the producer.
Well, the producer's got this really incredulous look on his face thinking,
it's because we won't get better than Glenn Holdall.
We won't. That was as good as it gets. Okay.
Anyway, he had a mouse in his hold-all.
Okay.
My missus was having a fit. I set a couple of traps but never caught them. No idea where they went. You want chocolate for your mice traps, Paul?
Chocolate?
That's what you put in your mice traps.
I had a humane one.
Yeah.
Where, you know,
did
they
catch it?
The door closes on them.
Yeah, did you catch it?
Well, you catch loads of them. A cat would bring them in.
Yeah.
And then if they were still alive, They'd get the old humane trap, or they'd come in their house.
I like you said the door. Just like a little door.
It is like it was.
When you go out the front door without your keys and they slam behind you.
A little bit of peanut butter. They like peanut butter. It's like Elvis.
More for rats, peanut butter.
Is that, well, I don't want to catch rats humanely, particularly.
No?
But, the trap wasn't big enough, you know.
What,
but
anyway, how big were the mice?
No, they were tiny. They were just little field mice coming in and eating a bit of peanut butter, walking forward, door would close on them. I'd take them in the garden, open the little... fly, my duty, and I'd send them off again.
You think it was the same mouse just coming back?
I think it was.
He knew where that peanut butter was, and you didn't kill him.
He had a right derby on by the end of it, by the time the cat got him by the throat.
It's Grand Pools. It's Grand Pools. He's always got some peanut. He don't kill us.
You hungry? What do you fancy? I've got a bit of a peanutty.
Eric Ten Bag. That's lovely. Thank you very much. Jimmy Case. Eric. Roberto Baggio. Lovely. Damien Duffel. See, they're all coming in, Paul. It's beautiful.
God, dear me.
Why not?
No, it's great. Charlie, it's great. Thank you.
Danny Well Backpack. Paul, we've got hundreds already.
I know we have.
John Joe Shelsu. That's not a bag. Shelsu's not a bag.
It's not a bag. Is it?
Is it? We're not doing tracksuit footballers. We're doing bag footballers.
What about there was old Chris Suitcase? Remember him? Chris Suitcase.
Carrier Benzema. It's lovely,
Steve
Paul.
Overnight Bag. A member of the Overnight Bag family. They were... What a player he was.
People are enjoying it, Paul. Let people have their fun.
Wouldn't it great when Tyson... I mean, I'd like to think Tyson does listen. Tyson or John listens now and again. Because when he signed off the other day and said he was hanging up the gloves finally, he said, "See you on the other side, you big dossers." I just love the way that was
his... It's his catchphrase, though, Paul, isn't it?
His catchphrase, yeah.
You know, it was nice to see you nice, you know.
You big dossers.
You big dossers.
That's all. You just take an existing catchphrase. Yeah. Nothing for a pair... Not in this game, you big dossers.
I'm not going to read that one. It's very funny.
Why don't they bring back all the game shows rather than with Alan Carr, who does a brilliant job, but with Tyson Fury? Just to dosser up the great catchphrases.
Lovely, yeah, isn't it? That's right. Kai, have a sack.
Look what you would have won, you big dossers. Would have been great.
Just angry with it.
Yeah, just quite.
Nothing for a pair. Not in this game, you doffer.
Aggressive game show host. Yeah. Anyway. You said we had a mouse problem at work. That's the one you've done.
We've done that one. That's how we got to Glenn Holdall.
I wish we hadn't. Why did you send that in, mate?
Got loads of them.
Now look what you've done.
Look at it, Paul. It's gone mad. It's gone absolutely mad here.
That's not a mark of quality, Charlie.
Noddy Holdall.
It's not a football.
Pop star. That's pop star bag, people.
If you want a
footballer bag,
phone Virgin. If you want to do that, go up your own end and play football. Phone Virgin if you want to do Noddy
Francesco Holden. Tote, that's nice, Paul, isn't it?
That's good. Yeah, that's very good. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're very good.
I opened my fishing bag about 6 months ago.
Bicaro, have a sack.
Says, pardon?
Bicaro, have a sack. Have a sack.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's a good one, Paul. You're a joy killer. Like a fun sponge. People are trying to have fun on the text, Paul.
That's good. Okay,
well, just driving it down.
Just keep shouting them out. Shout them out through the news. I'm sure they won't mind. I opened my fishing bag about 6 months ago after my last trip to find a bag of mouldy sweet corn and a maggot tub full of dead flies.
Oh, lovely.
Says Ryan. Ryan, thank you very much for that. Keep telling us what was in your bag.
I'm lost interest in that topic now, Charlie.
I know I've lost.
You're trying to pull out the fun. The listeners getting Tony K. Scarino. They're getting in touch with.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's lovely,
course.
Isn't it, Paul?
Yeah, you've definitely. I've definitely lost you now. I can see that.
You've lost me to bag footballers. Yeah. There we are. Thank you very much for those. Very, very nice. You know, I like to buy stuff off Facebook Marketplace.
I know,
Paul.
Yeah. So I'm still waiting for you to buy the. Was it a wall of death? That wasn't
wall of
it.
Death and a boxing ring.
Boxing ring and. A shooting range,
fairground guy. Yeah,
still, new thing
I've found, Paul. Yeah. Which I like is the ADEC 311. That's the version of it. Dental chair.
Wow,
full dentist chair for sale. I don't know if it's from a dentist or if someone's.
I would
bought
imagine it.
It
is.
I don't know if they bought it for their home use. I don't know. The ADEC 311 dental chair. It's only £1,250.
Wow. Okay.
Now, if you went into the dentist's.
Yeah,
and you knew they had a second-hand dentist chair. Would you be happy with that, Paul? Would you be worried about that, or
a bit all sort of blood ingrained in the leather? It wouldn't play very well, would it? But even the, who's going to buy it apart from a dentist?
I don't know. I mean,
you can have your Marathon Man themed night.
Yeah,
you had an idea for and that was like celebrity dentistry.
Yeah. Why not, Paul? They do everything else, celebrity, don't they?
So you have to. So it's Scarlett Moffat. The bloke
she's turning up.
Bloke comes in for a polish. And
week one is a scale and polish.
Scale and polish. They all do it. Yeah.
The big finale, like week eight.
Yeah.
So you've got, you know, Scarlett Moffat. She's got through to the end. Tyson Fury. He's got through to the end. He's looking for something to do. They're doing a full root canal by the end.
Wow.
Quiet, you big duffer.
Who'd want to volunteer to do it? Poor old Scarlett's one be terrible, wouldn't he? Like, he came in for a scale and polish and she took two of his wisdom teeth out.
That's not quite worked, Scarlett, this week.
That's why you're leaving. Hand back the syringe.
The scalp. What do they use? Now they use a
little mirror on a stick.
Give back your chair.
That's it.
This time, you duffer.
That's it. He's taking us into his world. Stop sending bags in.
No. Anyway. Radley White Phillips, very nice. Robin Van Persie. It's good, Paul. People are enjoying it and you're trying to suck the fun out of it.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Thanks to everyone who sent in Alan Ball. I can't read out the rest of it, but thank you very much to everyone who sent it in.
Richard Cracknell is supposed to be a friend of mine. He knows I won't these, so he gives me Ralph Totes.
Ralph
Totes, thank you, Crackers.
Very nice.
Cheers.
Your friends, they're helping you, Paul.
Yeah, helping you wind me up.
Playing in a semi-final for Poulton Rovers. I think that's in the West Country, Poulton Rovers.
I don't know
if that's right or not. Playing in a semi-final for Poulton Rovers in a Sunday team 9 years ago, I must admit I was in denial of the fact my fringe was running away from my face. I let the back of my hair grow uncontrollably, a bit of a Bill Bailey style. I heard in the small crowd of support say to one of their players, "Just stick with Beetlejuice." I scored minutes later, then heard someone say, "How did you let that long-haired hippie score?" I scored again. Can't tell you what I called them when we won 4-2. But we lost the final on penalty.
It does happen
Daniel
a lot, doesn't it?
Thank you, Daniel.
You hear yourself described.
Daniel Hurl, sorry, yes.
Well, you hear yourself described by somebody else a lot in sport, yes. Like that. Mark him, Mark so-and-so. we've had a few coming in from the listeners. I started a new job and went into the driver's room. I'm 6'4" and skinny to be welcomed by my guide for the day. "Hello, Rodney." I replied, "You will call me that once, pal." He said sheepishly, "Oh, okay, sorry. What is your name?" And he went, "Dave." Poor lad fell about laughing, says Dave. Thank you, Dave, for that.
Very nice.
Keep them coming. Talksport.com. Text 81089. Tweet TSH and J. Charlie, of course, very much welcomes your bag footballs. But you're right, no one has really touched Glenn Holdall yet.
No one's touched Glenn Holdall, but I've enjoyed all the other ones.
Let's have your bag footballers.
Take those till three, Paul, won't we? We've got a big game show coming up later.
We have got a big game show. We've got a new game show that we hope we'll be doing it once a week. It's going to be huge. We see it maybe being picked up by a big TV.
It's no Bean Island,
but very few things are. But Anthony Costa is the first celebrity guest, Tottenham supporting blue singer. He'll be joining us later on for the first ever. What a quiz it is. It's called Celebrity Combination Lock.
Yes. Yeah. Exciting, isn't it, Paul?
Stick with it. All will be revealed just after three. Before that, though, the young cricketer who found a rodent in his cricket bag. Yeah, Tyler Ivey joins us for West Country Corner.
It's Charlie Baker's West Country Corner. Tom Pierce, lend me your grey mare. All along down, along out, along Lee, for I want to go to Whittacombe Fair. With John Stewart, Bill Brewer,
long,
Peter
it?
Gurney,
is
Peter Devitt, yeah. Harry Hawke, Dan O'Wooden. It's Charlie Baker's Country Corner. It's Charlie Baker's Country Corner.
Long.
Yeah. Oh. That's right.
Blimey.
Does
it ever end? Right. Like a concept album.
Tales
from Topographic Oceans.
Like 12 minutes of Bohemian Rhapsody, that thing, isn't it?
Because we do head to the West. If you get the idea, it's a West Country flavoured story. You probably gathered that by now. We head to Holsworthy.
Lovely.
Would you tell me it's Bewdway, Charlie?
Bewdway.
On the cusp of Devon and the other place.
Yeah, I had family there, family history there in Holsworthy, so that's nice.
And in our next guest household, I think...
In a big few days for this
It was
lad.
A hamster, we've confirmed it. A hamster had gone missing.
Big few days for Tyler there.
That was until Tyler Ivey, who is the person in question, opened his cricket bag ahead of a fixture for Holsworthy. Good afternoon, Tyler.
Hey, Tyler.
All right, how are you doing?
All yeah, right, boy, get on.
We're not too bad.
Proper voice, you see, Paul.
Yeah, that's it.
That's good. I can tell he's from there.
It's a proper West Country.
This is nice.
West Country corner we've got today, Charlie.
Who are you playing for, Tyler?
I was playing for Holsworthy second team down at Liscard.
All right.
And so the hamster had gone missing, had it, in the Ivy household? It had gone missing for a couple of days, is that right?
Yeah. The morning before, I was emptying the cage out. And I put it on my bed and it managed to crawl in my cricket bag without me knowing.
Right. Oh, and you only found out when you unzipped the bag when you got the game.
Yep. That is exactly what happened. Oh, I opened up the cricket bag and it crawled out and I didn't realise. And my mate next to me, he stood up and shouted, "What is that?" crawling across to the floor.
Oh, no. Oh, good job no one sort of kicked it or stamped it on it, thinking it was a rat.
In their spikes or something.
Oh, that would have been terrible. Imagine that, the family pet, the Ivy family pet. What's the hamster called, Tyler?
It's got a bit of a funny name, but it's called Gerbus.
Gerbus. I thought you were going to say Goebbels for a minute. It's a bit dark.
Never sure in Holsworthy, to be honest, Paul. They're strange up there in North Devon.
Gerbus.
Why is that?
Why is he called Gerbus?
Me and my mates were just having a laugh one time. We just thought it would be a funny name to call it.
Yeah. Why not? Very good.
Yeah, exactly.
I suppose that's passes for fun in Holsworthy. So you opened your... Were you about to bat? Were you about to bowl?
We were about to go fielding. I was putting them on my whites.
Right.
Everyone was shocked to see my hamster crawling around the room.
Yeah. And what sort of season have you had, Tyler, yourself?
Well, personally, I've had a good season fielding. Not so much batting. Oh. I've had a couple of wickets here and there, but we've won a few, lost a few. A bit of an average season.
Yeah, nice.
Your mum must have been relieved. You had to call your mum. I understand one of your teammates. You had to call your mum and say, "Don't worry, Gerbus is fine. He was in my cricket bag." What did she say to that?
Well, she took the cage because it was so hot. She's going to let him out.
Mm-hmm.
And to her surprise, she wasn't there. So she was calling me in distress, and I had to comfort her, telling her he was in a bucket at a cricket match an hour away.
Why was he in a bucket?
Poor Gerbus had to spend the afternoon in a bucket.
At least he wasn't in a jug and someone got 50.
Yeah.
That would be the worst.
That would have been worse. I mean, was it a... So
what sort of bucket?
Did he get quite attached to the bucket or was he under duress?
Nah, luckily one of the opposing teammates had a daughter who's taking care of it, giving her like a cold towel, carrots.
Oh, nice.
A cold towel.
They like that. Oh, like boxes.
Yeah, because it was so hot.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, of course. It's very hot. Calming down, isn't it? You know, James Brown leaving the stage.
Anyway, and is it some sort of mascot now? Is Gerbus going to turn up? Did you win the game, first off?
Well, no, we kind of dramatically lost, but It could soon like learn into being a mascot. Who knows?
Yeah. It's the curse of Gerbus, isn't it? Really? Yeah. I mean,
if he'd won, he'd been out of that bucket. He'd been on the pitch.
He'd have to come to every game in the bucket, wouldn't he? Sit in the bucket and have a cold towel over his shoulders.
Maybe he can make a redemption next game. Who knows?
Yeah,
who knows?
That's right. I mean, it might be on the club badge. It'd be part of the club coat of arms. I think it would be nice. So,
I think so.
Well, Brett, it's a great story.
Good stuff,
it?
Tyler. And so, you got any more fixtures lined up for the rest of the season, or is that it now?
I think there's one more for the second team, either this weekend or next weekend.
Right. God, I can't believe you lost to Liscard. Unbelievable.
Yeah, that's right. Crossing, because that's a Devon Cornwall battle, isn't it?
Dreadful. That. Yeah, there we are. Yeah. Unbelievable. There we are, Tyler. Well, thank you so much for coming. Yeah. Thanks so much for coming on, and good luck with the rest of your cricket season.
Yeah, that's right. What remains? We give our love to Gerbus. I mean, how old is he?
Well, he's about 4 months old at the minute.
Oh, okay. Right. Well, that's good. They last a fair bit longer than that. So you give him our love.
If they live in a cricket bag, they don't.
Can't they make him some little whites? Make him a little set of whites and a little bat.
A bat.
And a set of stumps at the other end of the cage.
Some merch. I think you could do merch. Perhaps a little T-shirt. Oh,
that's a nice idea. Yeah, Gerbus merch. Yeah. That sounds like an actual name of someone, doesn't it? Yeah. Good stuff. Good stuff, Tyler.
Brilliant.
Thank you ever
Cheers.
So much.
Thank you very much.
It's all right, mate.
Get on, bye. Get on.
Yep, there we are. There's Tyler Ivy there giving us this week's West Country Corner. So, what about that?
There we are, that's it.
You enjoy that?
Yeah, of course I did, Paul. It was
nice
wasn't it?
Is it nice to speak to brethren?
It's nice to speak to people I can understand. You know, people who don't speak funny.
No, it's nice. So you can catch
you every, lot up here speaking funny. I don't know what this accent you've all got is. You all sound so weird.
That must be nice. It must be. It must be a joy
nice to speak to someone.
Take you back home. So that was this week's West Country Corner.
I think we need to take the word West out of the Country Corner.
It's Charlie Baker's West Country.
Was it Charlie Baker's West Country?
It's Paul Hogg.
Join in if you know the words.
All along,
fade it out. Fade it out.
I like it.
I want to go.
It's long, isn't it?
Who did you go Widdicombe Fair with, Charlie?
With John Stewart,
John Stewart,
Bill Brewer, Peter Derny, Peter Derry, Harry Hawk, Dan O'Whitten. It's Charlie Baker's Country Corner.
It's too long, Paul.
It is too long.
And it's not my, it's your Country Corner.
I did. That's right. Get here. Get
I didn't. I did say
by.
Make
right,
it.
Get on then. Sit up, Tiro. Bye bye now.
I did make a short one, but yeah. No one seemed keen. Oh, okay. Anyway,
there we are. That's it.
We saw
it's a lovely show, Paul.
Yeah, are you getting off? And now West Country Corner's like happening.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Yes, good afternoon. Paul Hawksby and Charlie Baker here on TalkSport. We're around the grounds tonight from 7 o'clock, actually from 6 o'clock on TalkSport. So Adrian Durham is your host of all the goals they're going. Big night in the Championship and beyond. Some interesting matchups tonight, including Birmingham-Watford, which is our commentary game on TalkSport 2. Adrian Clark, former Arsenal midfielder, is alongside Ian Danter. And Dance will join us later on. Preview tonight's game.
I'm going to a game tonight, Paul. Bromley-Torquay tonight.
Tremendous,
Torquay game of the season. Very exciting, very exciting. Yeah. We're unbeaten this season, Paul. Letting clean two clean sheets. Absolutely fantastic.
You're wearing an original vintage shirt, not like a sort of
not a repro,
copy.
No, it's 1993.
Was that heady times for Torquay?
It's never that heady.
But it's a nice shirt.
Good
it's got
shirt,
a
isn't it? Nice bit of nylon there, Paul, isn't it? Nice match winner. I don't know if match winner still exists.
I don't know.
That's who made it, match winner.
I can't believe they were on the front.
Lovely bit of stuff.
Who were the sponsors?
Don't put it near that flame, Paul.
It could go up like, yeah.
Moddeck Windows, yeah. Mike Bateson, who was our chairman.
Mike Bateson, the chairman who had a ventriloquist dummy. Was it Archie? What was it called?
Algernon.
Can you imagine?
Used to do the deals, Paul.
Can you imagine?
Used to do some of the deals with the agents.
That's right. We interviewed him for 90 Minutes magazine, I think, and went down and interviewed him, and he brought Algernon out and sat there doing the interview.
And he bred parrots as well, Mike Bateson.
Yeah, I know. He was interesting.
I think he used to make more money out of the parrots.
He was a quirky
than he did out of Torquay United.
He?
Yeah, he's a good chairman. Great chairman.
Look him up. Anyway,
It's Wrexham Chesterfield as well tonight, and Rob McElhenney's going tonight too, who's the big Hollywood owner, of course. He's never seen Wrexham win.
Fourth time, is it?
Fourth time tonight. Fifth time tonight. So
interesting.
Huge games in the biggest league in the world, the National League, Paul.
I'm sure I'm going to be keeping an eye on those for you as well. So, we've got the big new celebrity game show coming up.
Lovely.
We think it's going to sweep the nation. That's a celebrity combination lock. Let's say hello to the first contestant in celebrity combination lock, friend of the show, Tottenham fan, singer, actor, Anthony Costa. Good afternoon.
Hey, Anthony.
How are you, lads? You're all right?
Yeah, well, God bless you for volunteering to do a... I don't know if you've done many pilot episodes of TV shows over the years. I'm sure you have.
I have.
I have done a lot.
I did a pilot of a pop quiz show with Anthony. Anthony,
we did
90s music. There is not an answer that Anthony does not know. He is an absolute genius at music quizes.
Well, he was virtually there, wasn't he?
I know
he was there. The centre of it. Yeah. Of course he was. He should know that.
Yeah.
Charlie, you still singing, mate?
No, only a little bit. Only a little bit. I will be tonight. Singing,
he's got a good voice, isn't he? And he's got a very
fantastic voice.
A very good voice. He does the show tunes. But you've done a lot of, I mean, obviously the band have reformed. We'll come on to that in a minute. But
yeah.
You've done a lot of sort of West End work and
Blood
shows.
Brothers, you did, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I've done a lot of West End, a lot of musical theatre tours as well. So, yeah, it's held me in good stead the last sort of 17, 18 years. So, I owe a lot to Sir Bill Kenwright for giving me my first big break in Blood Brothers.
Oh, excellent. Yeah, it's a great show, that.
Yeah.
Tottenham-wise,
Spurs,
I see you at Spurs now and again. It was a bit of a wake-up call the other day, wasn't it? I mean, as I said, I think there was elements of a team that maybe had believed a little bit of their own hype and another that had a point to prove. But I think we'll go into it. It did us good. The comeback did us good. And the fact that we did struggle for most of the game did us good,
I think. We did, and that's the beauty of Antonio Conte. You can see now he's starting to instill his beliefs, his mentality. And I think, you know, days gone by, we probably would have lost that game 4-1, 4-2. So, listen, I'll take a point all day long. A lot of Chelsea fans think that, you know, we're going to start doing an open-top bus because of that result. But at the end of the day, I don't care. It's a point on the board, and it's 4 points from Southampton and Chelsea, which is more than what we got last season from them teams. So I'm happy as Larry.
Well, look, should we get underway with celebrity combination?
I was just
going to
say something that Anthony said then. I don't know if this annoys you, Anthony.
It's
what I call the celebration police.
Yeah.
These days, you cannot seem to celebrate anything unless you've won, like, the Champions League and the league.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Everyone's, well, look at them celebrating.
Yeah.
Who's celebrating that? You go, the celebration police have turned up. Football, you're meant to go football and enjoy it.
That's true.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's so true, Charlie. And the thing is, you know, I was watching it with a couple of mates and there was Chelsea fans there having a bit of banter and that, and it was all friendly fun, but I can't help where I am. So you start jumping up and down and you start jumping on tables because
exactly.
It is our biggest rivalry. I can't help it, you know. So listen, you know, the celebratory police shouldn't be allowed.
No, exactly.
Indeed.
There we are.
So, Charlie, that, explain why we're doing celebrity combination lock.
Celebrity combination lock. My son on his mountain bike has got a combination lock that he used to use to lock his bike up at school or wherever the place. And we have both forgotten the combination lock.
Oh, dear.
I have Googled this problem and there is many things you can try. I've tried them all. I've also tried 1, 2, 3, 4 because I remember it being an easy one that
let's rule these out because people don't say all the zeros, all the ones, all the twos, all the threes.
And not 5, 4, 3, 2 or 1, 2, 3, 4. Tried all those.
So it may have been obvious, but
it's none of those.
It's four numbers. Yeah,
it's four numbers.
Yeah,
and we're going to play it. We're going to play it, Paul. Or I think
you're
the host.
This has been hurriedly put together, but let's play Celebrity Combination Lock.
Celebrity Combination Lock with your hosts Paul Hawkesby and lock keeper Charlie Baker.
That's pretty good.
That's great.
That's blockbuster.
That has really come together. The opening part of the show. So Charlie,
explain how
it's going to work. I mean,
So I can't bring the bike in that the lock is on.
No,
so it is at my home.
Yeah.
And we will speak to the voice of the combination lock, Sam. In a second, Paul. I think we'll go live to the combination lock, will we?
I think we will.
Any second. And then I think, Anthony, then you're going to suggest four numbers that we'll put in to the combination lock and we'll see if the lock opens, Paul.
Well, we think the voice of the lock, Sam, is already in the garage.
Is she there?
She's been in there for 20 minutes doing jobs that you should have done, apparently.
She might not be in the garage because I'm hoping we have a big garage door opening as part of Celebrity Combination Lock.
All right, then. Fair enough. There. Let's see if the voice of the lock is there. Sam, are you there?
Hello, I am here.
Fantastic. Yeah, thank you very much for doing this. We do appreciate it. And so, as a radio conceit, we haven't opened the garage door.
Is the garage door open?
No, because you told me not to open the garage door.
There we are.
Okay,
so the garage door with the garage opener.
Let's get the garage door open.
Let's do that first.
It's opening.
It's very quiet, isn't it? Mine makes a load of noise. Wow. Mine sounds like a traction engine. That's fantastic.
There we are.
Here we go. That's very good. You can tell us a new garage door.
I mean, this is very good for Anthony because he does, have, of course, have the song Got the City on Lockdown.
Oh,
this
yeah,
could,
of
this
course.
Could have been the theme tune.
But what was the combination?
What was the combination?
Of that,
but you should have used idea. This piece of music.
It's because we couldn't, it's because none of us had cars. So,
yeah. We wrote it. Oh, the City on Lockdown is the bike locked up. Yeah, it's not as glamorous as I imagine. You and the other lads of blue going around on your BMXs, all combination locked up.
That's true. Well, this is the moment, I think, Andy. The door's been opened, and for the voice of the lock, Sam, to move in and try the four numbers.
Sam, is the bike still there?
The bike is still here, and it is still locked.
So the combination lock has done its job. What's the combination lock done?
It's job. Lovely. Yeah, you kind of need a few more voices on that for it to work. But we'll recall that next week.
Okay, Anthony, what are your numbers?
Okay, so I've deliberated two possibilities. And the friend of the show, Mr. Cracknell.
Oh, yes.
We reckon, Charlie and Paul, it's 1089.
Oh, now, nice that would have been idea. One you might have gone for.
Very talk sport based.
When you
yes.
came up with it with your lad, did you?
Yes,
did you? Were you working here?
Yeah, I was working here.
That's clever, very and it's good, far
Anthony.
Cleverer than we expected.
And really
of,
on brand
all of our
as well.
Contestants. Yeah, it's good. It's almost like advertising for the station.
I mean, if Halfords want to sponsor this,
yeah,
they
that's
can,
true.
They
yeah.
They?
Okay.
Okay.
The voice
of the lock.
Yeah, Sam, if you wouldn't mind trying the four digits, 1089.
No problem.
Here we go.
The first one is already on one.
Oh, wow. Okay. What's the difference?
Yeah.
Right. That's 10.
Yeah.
8.
Okay, yeah.
9. 1089.
Okay. Press 1089.
Press the button.
No. Oh. Close, though, I reckon.
It doesn't work.
Close, though, I think.
Enjoy. The thinking behind it. Well, it means we go are. Again. It could have all been over today.
We go again.
Maybe, you know, some areas of it may need a rethink.
I don't know.
We go again next week in Celebrity Combination Lock. The voice for now, the voice of the lock, Sam. Thank you very much.
Many thanks. It's a pleasure. No problem.
What a nice woman.
Seemed very nice, didn't she? Yeah. And lovely to talk to you again. So what are you and the boys up to at the moment? What you got planned?
I'm off to Romania tonight. Right. Got a gig there. Fly back and then I go straight to Denmark for Saturday, and we got a gig there. And we're gigging all over the place actually. So the tour's on at the end of the year. So try and come down.
Fantastic. Were you big in unusual? Well, are there places in the world where you think, oh yeah, we're massive there? I mean,
Mongolia.
Really? Big in Mongolia?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, 10,000 people we had, yeah.
Wow.
It's mental.
That's amazing.
Crazy. I know.
There we are.
Fantastic.
Amazing.
Well, enjoy Romania. Good to talk to you again, and all the best.
Cheers,
thanks,
lads.
Anthony.
Have
thanks.
A good one.
There
Take
are.
Care.
There we are. So there was Celebrity
Combination Lock. Try again next week, Paul.
Yeah. An on-air pilot, always risky.
Exactly.
Might have just got away with it.
We'll let you
be the arbiters, and indeed... the needle on the various transmitters around the country. But we're heading to Rio next to catch up with Tim Vickery.
Join us same time next week for more Celebrity Combination Lock.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
A lot of people worried about the combination lock game. A lot of people have enjoyed it, Paul.
Oh, yeah.
A lot have been good.
We're going to do some work on it. It didn't exist at about 12:30.
Yeah, so, you know. Paul Mellon's been... I know the licence fee doesn't cover talks, but if it did, it'd be worth every penny. For great game shows such as Celebrity Combination Lock. Can't wait for next week's. But a lot of people have made the same point, which they're worried. Grant in London makes this point now. I'm worried about the combination lock game.
Okay.
There are 10,000 combinations to that lock, and one a week, it'll take 192 years to cover them all.
James
well, that's
has
it. It's got
well.
Longevity, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well,
if you look at most... look at Bradley. Look at...
Exactly. As many as you like. Even if you strike lucky and crack it when you've only covered half of the options, there's still 96 years. If you did it every day, you could bring it down to 38 years, and with a lucky guess, could be done within 20 years. Worth thinking about.
Yeah, it is. Thank you for doing the maths for us this afternoon. A lot of people think it's going to be Torquay United's year they were formed. You don't think it is that? That's not what you've set it as.
That's not what I've said it. I remember setting it as something quite easy to remember. Mm. But there we are. But, you know, there's going to be some more work going on. Thank you for your feedback on... celebrity combination.
Like a little focus group for us, aren't they? It's fantastic. Very, very we didn't good. Have to buy crisps and Heineken.
Here we go. A few years ago, I just got a new kitten. This is what you found in your bag.
Yeah.
No
They've
name
kind of
on
given
this,
the thing away in the first
think,
line.
I think
haven't
we know what's going to happen here. What ends up in the bag? Let's think. Grabbing my bag with what I thought was clean gym gear in, I noticed I snuggled down in the bag, thinking it was all okay with no hitchhiking cat. I went to the gym, was only halfway through my class, so I started to get warm. I noticed a very strong ammonia smell. Yeah. I was getting odd looks, realizing the cat has done its business all over my kit. Oh. I had to fake an injury and leave. There we are.
Really?
There we are.
Paul says, I can't believe that I'm late for a dental appointment because I've just sat in the car listening to Celebrity Combination Lock. I really need to reassess my life. Well, it just grips you. You can't help it.
You can't help it. Once you invest in Celebrity Combination, you can play yourself at home as well, Paul.
Yeah.
Of course, you know, you can play with your kids. Go on, kids, try and work that one out.
We also asked you, I don't think we've done this one, Charlie, have we? Okay. We also asked you, how have you been described within earshot?
Oh, yes, yeah, lovely.
This is because when Charlie was playing cricket the other day, what were you told, Charlie?
No, not me. Someone went, bowl straight at the big lanky one.
Yeah, so...
I was like, he is there.
The big lanky one could hear what he was being called. Me and my then girlfriend, 1987, were working in the Mortar Inn Beef Eater near Maidstone. Beautiful.
Classy.
Fantastic. What you can have as a starter. Right. Glass of orange juice, orange juice in a wine glass. Or tomato juice in a wine glass.
Oh, lovely. Lovely.
The starter. Nice. I was, last orders one night. I was clearing the tables and she went around trying to encourage the groups of blokes to drink up. One guy started chatting her up. She told him that I was her boyfriend and I heard him say, what? Glenn Medeiros over there. Very
Glenn
good.
Glenn Medeiros.
Look him up, kids. He had a big hit, didn't he?
Glenn Medeiros had a
wasn't
one.
It,
what was his did, big
wasn't
hit?
It, wasn't find, it a cover version of Nothing's Glenn Gonna Change My...
It was. Is that was a cover, that? Is it, Paul?
I think it was a cover, wasn't it? Yeah.
Is that a cover? It's his own song,
it's
isn't it?
George Benson song, isn't it? Originally? Yeah.
Look at that. You learn something new every day. Yeah. I thought Glenn Medeiros... It was sort of like a drippy sort of wet sort of singer, wasn't it?
Oh, he's coming in 10 minutes. You won't be saying that then.
He's not on next week on Celebrity Combination.
He's a big Mansfield fan. Yeah, imagine that. Yeah. Join us next week for episode 2 with Glenn Medeiros, the drippy, wet sort of bloke. Looks like a bloke who worked in the Burnie once in Maidstone. Okay, well, I think we've exhausted that.
We've done that. We've done that, Paul. We've done that.
Let's move on to the real meat and potatoes of this show.
Why
some
not?
Live football this evening.
Lovely, yeah.
We've got a load of games in the Championship, which is already... shaping up to be more mayhem this season, as
brilliant.
It always is.
It's a brilliant league.
It is a brilliant league. Ian Dantas, your commentator for the big game tonight, his beloved Blues. We'll talk about that. Commentating on your own team.
Yeah, it must be tough, mustn't it?
It must be difficult. Not to
Jonathan Pearce in last week, and I asked him about it, and he said, oh, it's just, you have to just take yourself out of it.
Yeah.
Just completely sort of remove yourself from your emotional response to the team and give the facts.
It must be very difficult not to start saying, oh, come on, ref. Mustn't it, really, in the moment?
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
There we are. That was this afternoon's show.
Yeah, we've got a text here, Paul. Just, I know you don't normally do this, but I can't believe I'm late for a dental appointment because I've just sat in a car listening to Celebrity Combination Lock.
See? It's grabbing the nation.
It's getting there already.
It's grabbing the nation.
One already. Very nice.
So our thanks to Anthony Costa for doing that, for being our guinea pig for the first ever edition. Go and see Blue on tour, if you're in Mongolia
and Romania.
Exactly. And everywhere else. That's good to have him back. I'm here with Andy tomorrow.
Lovely.
Charlie, you're back on Thursday.
See you
for the
Thursday,
spread and lots more besides. We got live racing, live cricket. I'm doing that song. But we've got
good.
Live racing and live cricket.
Oh, good.
So we're up at York.
We won't have to do anything.
Rupert and Lizzie, that's right. We'll pop up the pub.
Great.
Hope there'll be a nice 12-mile race somewhere. There's not, of course. Anyway, that's all that. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to the Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast. Hear the guys every weekday between 1 and 4 p.m. on TalkSport.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices.
Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.